today. It will be Thanksgiving here this Thursday. And as I began to meditate upon this thought, the Lord, it seems, has brought this passage upon my heart. Psalms chapter number 100. I want to say I was in one of the, maybe the last 2 weeks, some of the greatest meetings that I've had. I mean, I've seen the Lord move. And you know, Brother Jamie, Brother Dana told me something the other night. He called me about midnight on the way home, talked a long time. But he said this word, and I've really pondered it in my heart. I told Brother Dana, I said, Brother Dana, we're just not seeing many people saved all throughout this country. And this is what Brother Dana said, and it's really stuck with me. I want to share it with you today. He said, no, Pastor. He said, God seems not to be moving a lot, but God sure is ministering. You know, a lot of times the devil will tell you, well, nobody's getting saved, why are you keeping on? Well, let me tell you, it ain't just all about people getting saved. God loves His sheep, and they must be fed and ministered to. Now, I want to see God save hundreds, but that's God's business. All we can do is preach the Word and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to tell you something. You need a place to go to church in Bowdoin, Georgia. And your young'uns need a place where they can grow up and be in a Holy Ghost church. And I don't take it. I thank God this morning He's got my feet planted in this place. Psalms chapter number 100. David said, make a joyful noise, not at the ball game, but unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise, and be thankful unto Him. And you little Baptists, bless His name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. And His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You for this good time together in Your house. Thank You, dear God, for moving in our midst, ministering to our hearts today. Help us in the Word. If it be one here lost that knows not Your Son, I pray that You would deal with him by the grace of God this morning. God, would You draw her into Your presence and help him like only You can today. Help us in the preaching. I'm a needy preacher. And dear God, I stand in a place where man cannot stand alone. And I need You to help me. And Spirit of God, I pray You'd teach me to magnify the Lord Jesus. Help me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. I will preach this morning on David's Thanksgiving Day. David's Thanksgiving Day, or David's Thanksgiving Psalm. Three things I want to share with you today. First of all, there's the praise of thanksgiving. Secondly, there is the people of thanksgiving. Then thirdly, the writer put down by the Holy Ghost, there is the priority in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving ain't about ham and turkey this week. This morning, the praise of thanksgiving, verses 1 through 3. He says, first of all, the praise of thanksgiving, we see a joyful noise. Now look what it says, make. Now, if you make biscuits, you don't just pop them out of a can. You got to put some effort in. And I want to tell you, sometimes it's not in me just to all of a sudden have a joyful praise. But He said, make a joyful praise. You got to reach in you and realize that God's done something for you this morning. Make joyful praise. Now we see a joyful noise. It's about worship. Then secondly, not only do we see a joyful noise, but in verse 2, there's a joyful need. Serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness and not madness, but gladness. I'm glad to serve the Lord. I want to say I've never worked for nobody like our God. Our God is always faithful. Our God may not pay every Friday, but honey, you mark it down. Our God will pay. I'm glad we got a God that's worth serving this. Hallelujah. I'm glad we can serve Him with gladness this morning. I'm glad to be in the family of God. Joyful noise and a joyful need. Let it not be by the fear of a slave. Let it not be by the force of shackles. But let it be the freedom of satisfaction and that of salvation. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, God has many ministries in this ministry. God is looking for people to simply serve Him with gladness. You don't have to have the front row seat. I don't have to have the front row seat. People's looking for a title. People's looking for something to put on them in order to serve Him. But honey, we need some folks this morning that'll just rear back and serve God because you love Him and you got gladness in your heart today. Serve Him with gladness. The praise of thanksgiving. There's a joyful noise. There's a joyful need. But in verse 3, there's a joyful news. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Ain't nobody like our God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He came to Moses at the burning bush. Moses said, "Who am I?" God said, "I tell you who I am. I am the God of thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." He didn't say He was the God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have been dead for centuries. But He said, "I'm still their God." Can I tell you, He'll be our God when every other God's moved off this earth, friend. I sure am glad there's joyful news. There's the witness. We see a great expression, the Lord. Verse 3, we see not only expression, but there's a great existence. He is God. Then verse 3, look, it is He that hath made us. We see a God of expression and a God of existence. But I want to tell you today, He's a God of experience. He's made a lot of folks. And He didn't mess up when He made you. God don't make transgenders. God don't make homosexuals. God made man in the image of Himself. He created male and female. And God's not confused because He's been doing it a long time. He hath made us. I sure am glad this morning that I'm made by a God that knows what He's doing. Now the Bible said this. In the book of Genesis, we find in chapter 3 and verse number 4 about the God that hath made us. Now, God tells us exactly what He's been doing, not only what He's been doing, but how He's been doing it. God said this, that God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, and your eyes shall be open, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The devil had messed with them. But in verse 8, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. You say, why do you say all that? Because they were created beings. They were made individuals. Look in Genesis 2, verse number 4. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth. When they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, every plant of the field before it was in the earth, every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Aren't you glad He reached way down for you? And He breathed into His nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I want to say that He is our Creator this morning. We see a joyful news, the expression, He's the Lord. His existence, He is God, but His experience, He hath made us. Young people, don't let these liberal schools convince you that you have a choice about who you are. You don't have a choice about who you are. God made you to be you. And God made me to be me. Made me a man. I'm glad to be a man this morning. I ain't got no apologies about being a man. Therefore, men and women are different. God instituted the marriage between a man and a woman. And therefore, in our Bible, we see that He is the maker of man. I'm glad this morning that God made us unique. God made us with different profiles and personalities. Young person, God made you to be you. Be the best for Him that you can be. You have choices in life. And with choices we make comes responsibility and repercussions. That's why we need a Bible to teach us how to make the right decisions. Young man, you can't change you being a man. Young lady, you can't change you being a lady. God intended you to be a man or a woman. David's Thanksgiving Psalm. There's the praise of thanksgiving. I'm glad we've had a little praise in here this morning. The reason our Baptist churches is dying, nobody cries no more. Nobody loves and hugs no more. Some of y'all cry a little and let your head leak. It wouldn't swell near as bad if you'd cry a little bit. The praise of thanksgiving. I was feeling pretty down in the dumps, to be honest with you, when I got here. But I'm feeling better this morning. My wife's got a big bowl of chili made, and I'm fixing to fire in on that in a few minutes. And I'm going to enjoy the goodness of God. Somebody say amen. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is good. Has He been good to you? David's Thanksgiving Psalm. The praise of thanksgiving. Verse 3. Note the people of thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. Let me say something. If you amount to anything, you didn't do it a lot. God. What can you do without God? People people think that education's the formula for America. Some people think that this and that is the great formula for America. The greatest formula for America is to realize without Him we can do nothing. You'll notice He hath made us and not we ourselves. Aren't you glad that it don't take much for God to work with? A lot of folks is wanting to try to get here so God will use them. Won't you get here and look up so God will use you? It's not we ourselves. How can we gloat in our accomplishments? How can we gloat in what we've been able to do in this life? God has given us all the opportunity. And without Him, we can do nothing. The people of thanksgiving, He created us. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. Look now in verse 3. The people of thanksgiving, not only He created us, but I sure am glad that He claims us. The Bible said we are His people. His people ought to be different. They ought to act different. He said, come out from among them and be yourself. We're not better than nobody else, but we're born with a price. There's some folks I'd love to get even with. Any of y'all ever just really wanted to pop somebody in the jaw? But we're His people. We're supposed to act different. And a lot of times that's not good on our flesh. But we are His people. We ought to be a kind people. We ought to be a forgiving people. People. We are His people. What a blessing to be His people. Got a God we pray. You got a need, you know what He said? He said He'd supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If you're not in Christ, you don't have a God you can pray to this morning. It's all through His Son. Today, the people of thanksgiving. He created us. He claims us. But look also in verse 3. I sure am glad, Brother Adam, that He cares for us. The Bible simply said this. We are His people. And look here. And the sheep of His pasture. Let me tell you something. He's the greatest shepherd. He knows where I am today. He knows where you are today. I sure am glad that I'm in His hand today. And when I mess up, I'm glad His grip don't slip. I'm glad He's got us. Holds us. The palm of His hand. We're not only His people, but we are sheep in His pasture. He's let us feed in some good green grass today. Good rich clover. Oh, I love knowing the shepherd. Do you know the shepherd? Today, there's the praise of thanksgiving and the people of thanksgiving. But lastly, there's the priority of thanksgiving. You know, a song's not much of a song unless you exalt the Lord through it. A sermon's not much of a sermon unless you exalt the Lord through it. You ever notice how the Holy Ghost writes? The Holy Ghost is significant in how He's always lifting the Lord. Now, David's thanksgiving psalm. The praise of thanksgiving. The people of thanksgiving. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. But then in verse 4, the Spirit of God pins down in our Bible, there's a priority in thanksgiving. Comes with this priority, first of all, there's responsibility. Look in verse 4. enter into His gates with thanksgiving. You got to get your backside out of bed. Enter. Enter. Get up and get at it. There's responsibility. Get into His gates with thanksgiving. This was the outer court of the old temple. And then that outer court, He said, enter into the gates with thanksgiving. Let me ask you something this morning. Why is it we have to get in here before we get grateful? Why don't we enter in here being grateful? Enter. Take it in with you. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. You know, the Lord really don't require a lot of us, but I'll tell you what He wants. He wants thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You know what He's saying? Say thank you for what I'm doing for you. Nothing has never, ever bothered me more than anything as a spoilt youngin. When you hand them something, they look at you like you're supposed to do that. God has handed you a lot. God's handed me a lot. He said He'd open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. He's poured you out a blessing. He ain't spilt nothing your way. He's poured it your way. God ain't in the spilling business. He's in the pouring out business. The priority of thanksgiving, there's responsibility. But then secondly, not only is there responsibility, but there's recognition. He says in verse 4, be thankful. Circle that, be thankful unto Him. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. You say, preacher, you don't know where I am. You may not know where I am. You know, everybody's crow is the blackest. Preacher, you don't know where I am. That Bible says, be you thankful in everything. So when things come my way that I don't like, what I've got to learn in my heart and my spirit, say, Lord, thank you, because I know that's what I need, and you're looking about me. Thank you. Two weeks, I'm not whining. My wife's taught me a lot about whining. She's tired of whining. I'm going to have a surgery in 2 weeks. I'm not looking forward to that, Brother Jerry. But I'm trying not to whine about it. I'm trying to say, thank you, Lord. You know I need that, and you've allowed it. And so, Lord, I know you make no mistakes, and you're a good God. And, Lord, there's nobody like you. And so, Lord, I just got to be thankful in my situation. Some of you buried loved ones, preacher, how can I be thankful? You don't have to be thankful about losing your loved ones, but you can be thankful about how good God's been to you through the losing of your love. Be thankful. Be thankful. He's just wanting us to give thanksgiving. Some of you don't even pray over your food. What's wrong with you? Some of you don't pay your tithes. What's wrong with you? Thanksgiving. Responsibility, but recognition. Be thankful. And look. Look right here. Now, I didn't get to preach last Sunday, so let's bear with me a minute. Be thankful. To who? Unto Him. And bless His name. Can I tell you it's still all right to say amen where you go to church? Can I tell you it's still all right to say, Lord, I bless you? Priority of thanksgiving. Miss Sharon, won't you come this morning and play something on this instrument for me? There's the responsibility of thanksgiving. Enter into His gates. There's recognition. Be thankful unto Him. But there's a realization. Look in verse 5. And I want to bring this truth out, and then I'm done preaching. The Lord is good. There's a realization. Do you know the Lord's good? I had a mom and daddy. That's so grateful for. They made mistakes. My Heavenly Father's never made a mistake. Isn't that amazing? Let me ask you this. How would you like to have His day? Ruling and reigning everything exactly what each individual needs. He's a busy God. God is good. So good. And it's the little things, folks. The little things. You got up this morning. You're breathing. Most of us are seeing, feeling, roof over our head. And I'm going to tell you, a good roof too. We don't live in a tent. God's been good to us. Turn on your TV and look over yonder over the waters how they live. See if every one of them woke up the way me and you did this morning. God's been good. Now this is what I want to bring out, this truth, and I'm done. Look what it says. You ever notice this? His mercy's everlasting. Everlasting. Mercy. Mercy everlasting. That lets me know when I sin, I come to God and He shows mercy. Everlasting. It outlasts every sin I've ever had. His mercy is everlasting. And look, and His truth endureth. You ever notice that little quote right there in the Bible? And His truth endureth. Look here. To all generations. An old writer said this, I wrote in my Bible. You will not find in God one thing today and then another thing tomorrow. Because His truth endureth to all generations. It's Thanksgiving. You got anything to thank Him for this morning? Would you come? I open this off.